What's up, weirdos? I'm Chris Weir, and this is The Chris Weir Experience. And today we're on episode number 33 of The Daily Weirdo. And today we're going to talk about caring enough to be tough. All right, so today's topic I've actually talked about before. This was on a previous episode, but I was talking to some professionals here recently, and this topic came up again, and it's one that seems to kind of creep up on me every once in a while in a lot of conversations that I have. So I thought it'd be relevant to go over it one more time. And the idea of caring enough to be tough, we're talking about with our team members and our employees. And it's telling the employees when they actually make mistakes. One of the most important things that you can do for an employee, you know, yesterday we talked about communication and the one-to-one performance evaluation. Again, I'm going to do a video about one-to-one performance evaluations, but on a day-to-day, that's kind of a review period, a monthly, quarterly review. This is on a day-to-day basis. If you see them make a mistake, so many leaders avoid correcting employees because they're afraid that they may seem pushy or that they may be perceived as being an asshole or whatever the case is. Look, when I first started in management, you know, for those of you who don't know my story, some of you may already, but some of you might not know my story. I started in management. In fact, I thought that's really where my career was going to go, was just in management in some way, some form, some fashion. And one of the first management positions that I held very early in my career was at a manufacturing facility. I was a shift manager, and I had 150-something employees, and during the holidays, even double and triple that sometimes. But one of the things during that time that I always that I was always pushing myself to do was to always tell employees when they did things right. Obviously, you want to thank them, and you want to do that very, very publicly, thanking them for doing something right and congratulating them, and you do that in front of everybody. Privately, however, when you see them make a mistake, you pull them aside and tell them their mistake. That is not micromanagement. That is not being annoying. That's good management. That is actually being a good, solid leader and helping that employee know that's not the expectation. Here is the expectation. You're not in trouble. This is not a demerit. I'm not saying it rude. I'm not griping and talking down to. Hey, just a heads up. I saw you do this. This is actually how you're supposed to do that. Let's move forward doing it this way and be sure you kind of remember that. Is there something I can do to help? Do you understand? Do you fully grasp that? Hey, let's go do it together once and just see and make sure that you got it. Not doing that, not telling an employee when they have made a mistake and then showing them how to correct it, I would argue is actually not caring enough about that employee. Being tough and holding a standard and holding the employees accountable to that standard, I believe shows that you care more about the employee than if you're trying to be passive and set back. I think so many people don't, you know, they're thinking of it from a friendship standpoint instead of an employee-employer standpoint. It's, oh, I don't want to get them mad at me. Oh, I don't want them to get upset. I don't want them to quit, this, that, and the other. That actually, in my opinion, is actually a negative for the employee. And I highly recommend that in your, when your dealings with your employees is don't be afraid to be tough. That's okay. And look, also, when you get in, right, you've got to be okay as an employer, as a manager, as one who employs people, right? Whatever level you're at, if you're responsible for employees, you have to understand that career transitions are not always a bad thing for the employee. Career transitions, aka terminations, and that kind of thing, where you need to move an employee either out of a job that they're in and move them into another department or another position, or just transition them out of the company altogether. Either way, isn't necessarily always bad for the employee. You know, there's been employees I have terminated and hired hundreds of employees through the years, especially in manufacturing. And it's always rewarding for me when I talk to an employee years later that maybe I had even terminated And they came to me and said, look, thank you very much. I didn't need to be there. In fact, because you terminated me, I landed this job and now it's the best job I've ever had in my life. They may not even be suited for the position that they're in. And if they keep making mistakes and they're continuing to have problems, that might be something to start considering. I'm not saying jump to that necessarily, but I would say be very slow to hire someone, quick to fire. You know the old saying, slow to hire, quick to fire. Take your time when you're hiring people and really get a good grasp for who they are and what their abilities are. But be very, I don't want to say quick to fire. I don't want you to like jump on it very quickly and the first time they do something wrong, get rid of them. But look, I mean, four, five, six of the same mistake over and over and again, and they're not getting it. Transitioning them out of that position or the company altogether, I think a lot of managers and employers avoid doing that because they have a family, they have bills, they have this, they have that. And while that's true, and I certainly have empathy and compassion for that situation for an employee, I've been there, so I know it's a tough situation. But sometimes it's the best thing for not just the employee but also for the business. So care enough to be tough on your employees. That doesn't mean be an asshole, but you got to be tough. You got to have the standards. You got to have the expectations. And employees have to meet those standards and meet those expectations. And you're not a mean manager. You're not micromanaging, holding them to that. You're actually doing good management and management that not only the business needs, but the employee needs. And I think that's the point that I'm trying to get across, is it's not just about the business when you're being tough and strict on employees. That's not just for the business. That's also for the employee too. I hope that helps somebody. I'll see you on the next Daily Weirdo.